Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. And on this day before Thanksgiving, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Judy.
And to you as well, David.
Well, we are turning to news this morning, and I see Schoharie County received a lot of help last year after they were hit, of course, by Tropical Storm Irene. And they've returned the favor. Tell us how.
Yeah, the Scobrite Ambulance Service has donated one of their trusty ambulances to a Long Island ambulance company that lost two of its units to Hurricane Sandy. The 2006 model ambulance survived Tropical Storm Irene's flooding that swept through Schoharie County last year. And the members of that volunteer company decided to, forego the $20,000 they could have earned selling the ambulance. Instead, they're giving it to an ambulance company in Belmore, Nassau County on Long Island. Last year, emergency service companies from all over New York State sent people and supplies to help Schoharie County deal with Tropical Storm Irene. And people up and down in Schoharie said this is just the right thing to do. They have this ambulance. They recently got a new one, and they think it will be well used down in Long Island.
All in the spirit of giving thanks. And we now turn to another story that, we were greeted to the possibility of a pandemic with humans and bird flu not so long ago. Thankfully, that didn't turn into what they thought. But now I see there's something called dog flu. Do dogs need to be worried?
Well, don't panic yet. The rare dog flu has presented itself in the capital region and has one veterinarian recommending a vaccination for the disease. About a week ago, a mixed-breed rescue dog from New York City that was adopted by a Capital Region family tested positive for canine influenza. The sometimes fatal disease is extremely rare for this area, but it is around, and it was first recognized in 2004 at dog shelters in Florida. Because of Hurricane Sandy, there has been an influx of hurricane rescues in this area from downstate, and that has local vets concerned that the disease could be traveling to the region. The local case was identified at a clinic in Boston Spa. In the case of this flu, the illness is sometimes mistakenly diagnosed as kennel cough, a minor but highly contagious disease that is treated with antibiotics. This flu is different and can sometimes lead to the development of pneumonia. Treatment for dog flu includes antibiotics, food, and oxygen. The disease can be most serious for dogs with short muzzles, like bulldogs, which have trouble dealing with respiratory illnesses. So there's no indication at this point of an outbreak in this region, but veterinarians do want dog owners to be on the alert.
Well, we, of course, want to once again wish all of our listeners, as well as you, Judy, and your family, a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And not only that, but to your readers. And if you want to read more about these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper.
Yes, moderation tomorrow, David.
Indeed, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving, Judy.
And to you.